Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is a Viennese waltz, huh? Fantastic. Well, I'm not sure whether the former governor of Virginia is prepared to take this on as a part of his responsibilities in Vienna when he leaves Richmond to head over there in the next couple of days. But Jim Gilmore is with us here live on the air, the former governor, the former attorney general, the Commonwealth's attorney for a while in Henrico County, and now the ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Welcome.
John, thank you very much. It's great to have a chance to talk to your listeners.
Well, listen, when I heard that you were up for an ambassadorship, I started thinking, well, which country will he get? And then I heard OSCE and had never heard of it. What is this?
Well, that's right. It's basically a United Nations for the Northern Hemisphere. Even though it's headquartered in Vienna, the organization has 57 countries in it, including almost virtually everybody in Europe, all the way from Norway down to Turkey, Greece, Italy, all of the countries of Europe, France, Britain. But most importantly, it also contains Russia and Ukraine and all of the Central European countries as well. All 57 countries of Europe, the transatlantic, and it extends also into Central Asia. It's an organization that grew out of the Cold War for the purpose of trying to keep peace in Europe. Because as we know, most of the world wars that have occurred, that have taken so many millions of lives and such horrible tragedies, have started in Europe. And I got to tell you, John, Europe is not very quiet right now. I can tell you that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. This is not the normal assignment where you host cocktail parties, I assume, and shake hands with people and take pictures. This sounds like with the realignment of a lot of the traditional arrangements and alliances, that you've got your work cut out for you.
No, the organization is actual diplomacy. It meets every week in an old Habsburg castle to convene all 57 countries and their ambassadors. The United States continues to have the strongest voice. And, you know, I'm very grateful to the president for nominating me and to the United States Senate for confirming me. And I'd point out that Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia really stood up for me and came to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to introduce me and endorse me.
Now, that's impressive because Democrats
have bipartisan support.
Yeah, people have been, you know, everybody's so ugly to each other right now. I mean, even the normal gentleman relationship that people used to experience in Virginia, it seems like that's gone to by the wayside. So what did Senator Kaine say? Did you have to twist his arm, or was he did he come on board easily with this?
No, he's very forthcoming. I've made a point of visiting Republicans and Democrats. The Senate, the Congress has actually a Helsinki Commission, and their members participate in OSCE parliamentary meetings. In fact, I just attended one in Luxembourg a couple of weeks ago, as well as another meeting in Slovakia and a third meeting in Vienna. So the point is that there's a lot that's going on here. But Senator Kaine, I met with him very early, and he was very forthcoming and volunteered to endorse and to come to the committee on my behalf. But there's a great deal of bipartisan support here. Senator Cardin of Maryland is not only supportive, he's a participant on anti-Semitism issues. Congressman Smith of New Jersey has just been appointed to deal with human trafficking issues. So American involvement is very strong. The ambassador, I think, has a strong voice, and I'm glad to have an opportunity to do this for the United States.
Now, you're known for domestic issues. I mean, you focused on the car tax issue when you were governor of Virginia, and you were super successful initially at getting that repealed. And then you ran the Gilmore Commission to assess America's capabilities to respond to a terrorist attack before September 11th happened. But as I recall, when you were running for governor, we spent a lot of time talking about your counterintelligence work in what was then West Germany. I still don't know, does that prepare you for this, or have you been digging into briefing books trying to get ready for this role?
Well, both. I was a soldier assigned to NATO in Germany when I was in the service, and the Army taught me to speak the German language. So I think that's going to be very helpful in a place like Vienna and beyond. But also, the State Department has included me at this point in over 100 briefings. I attended the Foreign Service Institute for a month and another seminar as well. And I've already been over to the post for an emergency trip for 2 weeks to do some emergency diplomacy. Look, this is a really important post. It's a significant post. It's meaningful in its diplomacy. But you got to remember the unrest that's going on. The focus of this organization is really about Russia and Ukraine right now. There are over 1,200 OSCE monitors in the Ukraine. Some have, in fact, been shot and killed. It's a hot war that's going on in Ukraine right now. American policy is to make sure that Ukraine survives as a sovereign country. But the Balkans are also having a great deal of unrest. We know that Brexit is going on in West Europe. We know that the Eastern European countries are trying to find their way. Relations with Russia are very tense right now, both in all ways, and there's a great deal that has to be done with this. But I'm glad to have this the support, and particularly in congressional support, as well as the president's support the Secretary of State's support.
That is good. How do you think you will interact with the Russian representatives, given the tension over our domestic politics and the allegations that they have interfered with the previous elections and the elections coming up next year?
Well, I issued a strong statement at the last Viennese conference on behalf of the United States, particularly surrounding the independence of Ukraine. This is the only international organization right now centered in Europe that has both the Americans and the Canadians and Western Europeans and the Russians all together in one organization. I think my thinking right now is to make sure that I have good connections with our allies before I start getting into Cold War type negotiations with the Russians. And I've already met with the British counterparts, the Swedish counterparts, Polish. Georgians are particularly interested in their relations with the United States because half of their country is occupied by the Russians also. But right now, I think the main thing is to rally our allies, make sure we understand exactly what policy positions we're putting out, and then put American strength behind that in a multilateral way.
Yeah. Well, you got to have a tough and smart person in this role, and I think the president has discovered that in you. Former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore, who is now the ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. We wish you well as you head overseas at the end of the week. I appreciate you coming on the air. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, John. We look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.